Welcome to Asking for a Friend, the podcast where we answer questions people are usually hesitant to ask. You're with me, Hannah T, and for this episode, I'm going to be talking about goal setting. Paano ba tayo mag-set ng goals and how do we actually achieve them? But before anything else, I would like to say hello again to everyone. It's been a while and I don't know if nanonood ka ng IG stories ko, but just last week, I was very sick and ngayon ko lang medyo nare-regain yung boses ko. So I'm very, very grateful for that kasi during the past week, I was having difficulty in breathing. And luckily, ayan, survive natin ang sintomas ng COVID-19. But yeah, so here we go. We are going to be talking about goal setting. And if you're a procrastinator like me, this one is for you. But seriously, this episode is going to be about goal setting and I'm going to give you a few tips about it and hopefully magtulungan tayong ma-achieve ang mga gusto nating ganap sa life. Ganyan. So, napansin ko kasi over the past few months, nihihirapan ako mag-set ng goals. Although I know what I want, it's just that sometimes it's difficult to get there. Siguro kasi minsan nakakatamad, gumalaw, and I feel like every time I do a small thing for my goal, it just does not change anything. Like, feeling ko walang progress. So, this episode is gonna be about that. Magbibigay ako ng reminders paano ba mag-goal setting. And hopefully, meron din ako matutunan from you guys. So, first tip that I'm going to share with you is to first know the difference between urgent and important tasks. For me, first, urgent tasks mean they require immediate attention, meaning they need to be focused on the present moment, probably because if you won't, it might have a huge impact on your work, or it's probably urgent because you're past the deadline already, etc. While important tasks naman are the long-term goals and the ones that need strategies for you to achieve them. So it's important to ask yourself questions like, which tasks do I need to accomplish now? Which ones urgent? Which ones can be delayed for a bit? Which ones naman ang need kong paglaanan ng mahabang panahon? Usually, ganito yung setup ko every weekend. Kasi syempre, let's face it, ang weekends, despite the fact na gusto natin siyang gamitan for rest days, ginagamit natin siya minsan for side hustles, etc. So, ang ginagawa ko, inaalam ko muna kung ano ba yung ASAP na need ko ma-accomplish. Yung may deadline ba siya? This week, may yung deadline niya? And isa-set aside ko muna yung important tasks. So, yan. The second tip that I have for you is to make your goals realistic. If you think you can't achieve a big task in a day, you can break them down into smaller tasks and take it easy on yourself. As a young adult, kasi I tend to feel overwhelmed, especially when I so badly want to achieve stuff. Like, sometimes the idea of failing scares me, so the tendency is minamadali ko lahat ng bagay. I don't know, maybe it's because personally, I can be too passionate and too enthusiastic. And some who are close to me noticed that as well. And I recognize that, honestly. And napansin ko, it'll cost you so much lang pala if minadali mo lahat ng bagay and if you don't become realistic to yourself. Una, nakaka-pressure siya if sobrang dami mong gustong i-achieve in a short period of time. Pangalawa, it's draining. And third, the results might not be that good as compared to a setup na dinadahan-dahan mo yung sarili mo. So, my point is, chill lang. Chill ka lang. Know that you'll be fine. Sabi nga nila, slowly but surely. Third tip, recognize that rest is a part of goal setting. I think it's good that in this day and age, we recognize that rest is a part of hustling too. Before kasi parang hard work is being measured by how active you are. And I think some circle of people still practice that. But ngayon maganda na slowly na-acknowledge na rest is important. Siguro kailangan lang talaga natin ng constant reminder that it's perfectly fine to rest. So as for me, part talaga ng typical routine ko ang 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Like, I remember someone telling me, to always listen to my body. Like, if inaantok ako, matutulog talaga ako. If gutom ako, kakain ako. Dati kasi hindi ako ganun. I don't listen to what my body needs. Pero ngayon, ang laki nung balik sa akin now that I'm prioritizing rest too. So, I wanna pass it on to you. Yung ganung advice, listen to what your body needs. If you need to rest, rest. Your mind might tell you better plans or options if you let it rest for a bit. So this is my fourth tip. Make your goals visible. Whatever works for you, make your goals visible. If you're the gal who likes to have written goals, do it. Or kahit Excel pa yan, do it, girl. Make sure you can visit or check out your goals regularly so you're constantly reminded by them. Ako personally, I have a widget on my phone where I can see my goals sa home screen pa lang because I use my phone all the time. Or minsan, nag-a-alarm ako as a reminder that I have to do a specific task on a specific time. So, make sure that your goals are visible. Fifth tip is to practice living a balanced life. Honestly, may sense of accomplishment kasi talaga sa goal setting. But if you're super obsessed with reaching a goal, it can lead to burnout. So, again, you have to take breaks, be kind to yourself, and you have to recognize that sometimes you'll face challenges along the way. If you make mistakes, recognize them, reflect on them, and be reminded that it's okay. Take note of the things that can be improved and just take the lessons with you. So that's it. I hope this episode motivated you to set goals today or improve whatever you've started sa work mo. Know that I'm rooting for you and I can't wait to see you reach that goal. And if you also have goal setting tips for me, my inbox is always open and I will be waiting for you. That is it for this episode. If you like it, feel free to check out Asking for a Friend on social media. And if you're interested to collaborate with me, you may email askingforafriendthepodcast@gmail.com. See you around!